welcome back to episode 2 of Hoser's Panel. I'm still your host, Mike, and with me, same host, Tyler. How's it going, Ty?
Hey, good to be back, Mike.
Good.
We got a new one here, eh?
Yeah, we do have a new host with us, introducing Taylor. He'll be our third host. How you going? How's it going, Tay?
Hey, boys. What's up? Happy to be here. Thanks for asking me to come on.
Beauty. All right. So yeah, just a quick rundown of this episode. We are going to break down the what seems like 16-month off-season of the NHL season. But yeah, mainly just focusing on what's happened over the past 6 or so months. And the following episode, we'll break down a bit of our predictions and what we think is going to happen during the season. All right, should we just crack right into it? Start with the Anaheim Ducks?
Yes, sir.
Dive right in.
Beauty. All right, so they started their off-season. They drafted Jamie Drysdale, defenseman of the OHL, 6th overall, and followed that up the same day. Jacob Rowe went 27th overall. Pretty solid picks, I think. Both basically right where they were supposed to go. Drysdale could have been the first defenseman taken, but obviously he was number 2 taken.
Mm-hmm. Big miss by Ottawa not taking Drysdale. I think he's going to turn out to be an offensive stud on the blue line there.
I think so, too. I think Sanderson gained a lot of hype throughout the offseason before the draft.
Yeah,
that was sure. That was a heck of a shot he had against Switzerland, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, man, that was a crazy one, crossbody far side from like the boards. Yeah, he looks good, man.
And then a couple moves that they've made to their actual roster. They signed Kevin Shattenkirk to 3 years, $3.9 million, and they also signed their 2019 first round pick Trevor Zegras to their ELC. Really, only loss they had was Michael Delzotto, so they pretty much are bringing back the exact same team last year. The only other move that they made was they traded away Eric Gabranson for a 2021 fifth-round pick. So really, yeah. Just the same team as what they brought back from 1920.
Something that was interesting, they had Daniel Sprong, that they tried to do something with him. He was a first-round pick or a second-round pick a few years back, but he signed with Washington. They didn't re-up him. Wasn't looking like anything going on there. So,
yeah, he was I think somewhere in the 20s of the first round, but high hopes. He's bounced around, but really hasn't stuck anywhere for any quality offense or anything like that.
Yeah, looks like Washington signed him as like a depth guy. So
yeah, and he's gonna have to try and, yeah, I think his first round shine has kind of wore off. You only get a certain amount of chances, but with a first round you get a few more, and it looks like he's probably on his last of those.
Yeah, you turn 24 and all of a sudden you're a dud.
Exactly. Yeah, you're you've been decided by then, and yeah, we'll see if he sticks in Washington. But
man, this Trevor Zegras guy, watching, is probably one of my favorite guys to watch in this World Juniors so far. I just got like, holy crap, man. He's like, you see him with the stare down last night when he scored that goal and he stared down the whole bench. Like, the kid's so confident, 19 years old. It'll be exciting going to a team like Anaheim, too. Like, there's room for the spotlight's open, you know, wide open there. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see what he does, what kind of impact he can make, and how quickly.
Yeah, his playmaking ability is off the charts. Like, whether it's just like finding a pass or it's like through the leg, spinorama, like crazy backdoor passes, like he finds anything.
Flair, Matt. And I've noticed that too. I'm seeing, just generally, a quick note on WJC, man, there's so much to see. There's so much of that. I felt like before when I was like younger watching a tournament, we didn't see as much, but this is one of the guys, like every time he touches it, I feel like I see something. There's a spark to him. It's fun, man. I love this kid.
Yeah, like that goal he scored when he went like short side over the goalie's shoulder.
Yeah, quick snipe. Yeah.
And he tried it 10 seconds earlier and rang it off the post. And then he was like, you know what? I saw something, so I'm gonna try and go for that hole again. And got it was 10 seconds later and buried
so,
it.
So sneaky, man.
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah, I love it. It's so impressive.
Yeah, he's coming off an NCAA year as well. 36 crazy points in 33 games. That's nuts.
Crazy. Yeah,
it'll
freshman.
Be interesting to see. Interesting to see if he needs a year in the minors or comes right up to the NHL squad. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see either how forgiving Anaheim is when just like, okay, we're just gonna play him where he should play, like he might be in the NHL, or they're, depending on like how much COVID impacts it as well, like if they're a lot of guys down, he might just be the first call up and he might just stick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough to say. Whenever someone stands out like this, I don't know, reminds me, it's too early to throw out names, but it reminds me of certain players when they start making a splash early and then keep it going, and that the hype train rolls through the whole tournament. Like, yeah, this is the show for a lot of these kids. So yeah, it's exciting. I think he's got a great start.
Definitely. Next up, the Arizona Coyotes, they got a lot worse and not a much better. A lot worse. So they obviously famously did not have a draft pick for at least the first three rounds. Then their one draft pick that they did draft then got cut due to history and stuff that we don't really need to go into.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that for sure.
Their only real addition is Drake Cajula, and he's all right. He's like a third liner, maybe a middle six at best.
Yeah, they also signed him for league minimum, so
exactly, yeah, so there's the value they see in him. And then yeah, so the guys they lost Taylor Hall, Vinny Hinostroza, Brad Richardson, Carl Soderberg, and then they just traded Derek Stepan to the Sens for a 2021 second. So a lot of movement out the door, not much coming back in a year that they just got embarrassed in the playoffs. So it'll be,
yeah, it should be a bottom of the division year for them. Come back maybe with I guess not a draft pick, because they don't have a draft pick in the first round next
year,
do they?
Yeah, they've traded those as well.
They don't have a lot of standout prospects even on the team, hey? Like, there's maybe Jacob Chychrun and, of course, Keller.
Yeah, like Keller.
Barrett Hayton.
Barrett Hayton's not too bad, depending on how you feel about him.
I don't know. I just find – do you think, like, isn't Keller – has he signed an extension? Is he getting toward the end of his –
Yeah.
He has. Okay. I wonder what the – go ahead.
He signed a very large deal the past offseason. Not the one that just happened, but the one before that, he signed – I can't remember the exact number.
7x7125.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money.
I just wonder what the vibes are like over there, because it's just been so rough for so long, and I feel like every year I think it's looking a bit better. It looks a bit worse. It's kind of reminding me of Florida, too. Like, every year I think it's going to be a bit better. It's a bit worse. But at least they got some prospects to show for it, and the future looks good, you know? It's really, really hard to look at this team and be excited, or I can't imagine wanting to play there. I feel like I don't mean to just, like, razz the Coyotes too much, but that's a tough offseason, man.
Yeah, give him a couple of years. He'll trade for Austin Matthews or sign him to a free agent deal and pop off, I think. But yeah, right now it's not looking so hot.
Yeah, 8 years for Clayton Keller. That's
yikes.
That's something they probably want back without now knowing that the cap's not going up for at least the next 2 or 3 years.
Definitely. Very similar to the Nico Hischier deal in New Jersey.
And Chris Kreider as well.
Yeah.
Oof.
Two of those look... Okay, one of them looks bad.
Yeah, at least two of them are young.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just snuck into the playoffs with, like, world-class goaltending from Darcy Kemper. So
yeah,
we'll see if that keeps up. But
yeah, if it does, though, I think they should trade him. So
definitely.
I don't know. We'll see. He's got what? He's making $4.5 million. This is his last year. No, next year's his last year. So. Keep him this year, maybe trade him next year as a rental with a contract year. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, but yeah, not much on the team, not much coming up really. And then they got to deal with their captain making 8.25 and playing subpar defensively.
Yeah, it's a tough run. Hey, there's so many bad headlines you can write for this team right now.
If they weren't in a division with Minnesota, Anaheim, San Jose, and LA, with four of them having to make the playoffs, you would definitely not think they're a playoff team, but they might squeak into that fourth spot due to the bad division.
It's interesting.
Yeah, shortened season, too.
Yeah, exactly. Shortened season size. You never know. All right.
Got anything else for Arizona?
I don't think so. I think we've trashed on them enough.
Hell yeah. What do we got next? Let's get something going.
Next up, Boston Bruins. They obviously famously lost Torrey Krug to the Blues. They also let Brett Ritchie, he kind of faltered with them, and then they also lost Joakim Nordstrom to free agency. Also, no draft picks in the top 50. No real trades is made this offseason. And then their only addition that they brought in was Craig Smith from Nashville. 3 years, $3.1 million, which is a bargain, I think.
Yeah, pretty good deal. He's a solid third line guy, second line guy.
Yeah.
Plays good both ends of the ice. So that's what you're looking for, especially in Boston.
Exactly. They have so many guys. They can work around the lineup. A lot of like Pittsburgh was the last few years. They can just kind of grab wingers and chuck them on superstars' wings, and they'll have 55-point seasons.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, though, because, Marchand should be back within the first couple weeks of the season, but yeah. Pasta's out until mid-February, so.
What about Marchand? He just had that, pardon me to interrupt, he had that hernia surgery, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be back. It says mid-January, so like maybe a week or two.
Okay, that's not bad at all then. I thought it'd be longer. Nice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say they signed RFA Jake DeBrusque to what seems like a bargain of a deal. 2 years, $3.675 million. That's a no-brainer. You want to just sign that every day.
Yeah, you sign that. And then also their star, soon-to-be star, I think, in the making, Matt Grizzlick on defense.
Yeah.
4 years at under $4 million for basically top-line minutes. He's gonna basically be thrown into that role. A little less offensively than what Krug's role was, but he should be on the way to stardom, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting that they don't. I see the projected power play with Grizzlick there. Quarterbacking is interesting. They don't go to McAvoy or...
Yeah.
Man, little guy, Grizzlick, eh? 5'9".
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe
Torrey Krug in the making.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's still Torrey Krug.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of minutes to be had on their back end, so we'll see who steps up. But McAvoy should basically continue to flourish and just get that one year stronger.
I'm wondering what your guys is, what's your confidence in this team like? Like, do you think they have gotten better or worse? That's a big offseason.
Yeah, obviously when you lose
but
Krug,
they lost that big piece, but
yeah, I mean, they probably got slightly different. Yeah, they really haven't changed much. I think they got slightly worse, but that being said, they were still one of the top teams last year.
Agreed.
I expect them to compete this year and like a slightly bit worse, but I mean, I think the main changes will be making sure the older guys haven't fallen off a cliff too much.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of the same motto as the past couple of years. If that three-headed monster can stay healthy, then they're going to make a good run. We just know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Time will tell.
So next up, one of the more busier off-seasons, the Buffalo Sabres. they obviously signed Taylor Hall to a one-year deal, $8 million.
That's cool.
I mean, I don't know what team wouldn't sign that deal right now.
Yeah,
if they falter, he's a deadline piece to get a first and a prospect. They also brought in Cody Eakin. They lost some depth guys, Michael Frolik, Johan Larsson, Wayne Simmonds, Jimmy Vesey, and Dominic Cahoon. But a big day at the draft floor. Jack Quinn, 8th overall, he's already signed his ELC. And then JJ Paterka, one of the stars on Germany right now, the WJC's 34th overall.
Dude, I am so excited to see this team play this year. Like so excited. There's so much young talent. The only thing that bums me out a lot about them is the Kyle Okposo's contract. But other than that, these guys pump me up, man. Like, there's so much young talent here. That first line alone, like Hall, Eichel, and Olofsson, just sounds like a show, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they should be super fun to watch, even defensively, like Rasmus Dahlin and Henry Jokiharju, like just offensive talents for sure, and young offensive talents. I think the biggest question mark for sure is who's going to be in net and how they're going to play.
Yeah, just going to say.
Linus Allmark, I think he'll probably end up being the starter.
I think
that's
so.
That's your guess, eh?
He's so unproven.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it goes, what they end up doing. Yeah,
it might just be like Calgary that year when they had Smith and Riddick, and they didn't even know what they were doing. You know, it was someone new every week. So yeah, be proving ground for sure for those guys.
Yeah, another big piece they made pretty close to the beginning of the offseason, but they traded for Eric Staal from Minnesota just for Marcus Johansson. So I think it's an obvious upgrade. I don't know why Minnesota did it other than to maybe shed a bit of money, but I mean, he's just going to fall right in. And I think the one thing that's helping Buffalo the most, they always seem to be flying out of the gates the first 35, 40-ish games, and then they kind of just spiral in out of control with the... But with a 56-game season, if you play good for 35 games, you only got 20 games to go. So,
That's a playoff spot for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're exciting. I think they'll do well, but time will tell. It really does come down to goaltending, like you said. But it's so fun to look at these lines, man. Holy crap, they're exciting.
Yeah. Their second line, too, what's projected anyways, is like Staal, Skinner, and then Dylan Cousins right there on the second line. Like, that's so fun.
Yeah, man.
When you take your first line right winger and throw him on the third line, you know you've done some work to upgrade the team. So
we haven't even talked Sam Reinhardt either.
No, I was just gonna say I got him projected on the fourth or third line here. Pardon me, but I was gonna say, do you think the patience is running out here? I know that's been talked about a bunch past couple of years, and a bunch of contracts are coming up here. Obviously, got Hall in the 1 year and all that. And I've heard of, I don't know, I hear buzz about Eichel not being happy. But, what do you guys think?
I mean, in a losing environment like that, like, there's always going to be speculation that the, like, franchise captain player isn't happy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's come out and said for sure that he's unhappy and wants to, like, not be there. Or wants to, like, he's obviously been pretty vocal about changing the winning culture there.
Yeah.
Or losing culture there, but... I don't see him up and leaving. Maybe if they have a couple bad years from now, then he might be like, okay, just get me out of here because I need something different. But he is the face of that franchise. So,
man, I feel like they've changed since he's got there. They've almost changed everything but him. Not even obviously. Yeah. I wouldn't either. But it's just funny. Everyone upstairs is gone, and I'm looking at the team, and I'm like, holy crap, it's all so different. So. And then I've just made me think that, like, I hope he's happy because, like, it looks like they're doing the world for him.
I wonder,
that's everything they could have done. Pardon
me. Yeah, I wonder one thing, too, to kind of take it away a bit from hockey, but I think Buffalo has a reputation for having the craziest fans. Like, if your team's rocking, they're rolling with you.
Right.
And I wonder if he sees the Buffalo Bills, the NFL team, they just clinched the division and had, like, they had... like gazillions of fans like waiting at the airport for the team to come back. Like, I wonder if he sees that, or like any Sabres player, but obviously him has the face of the franchise. I wonder if he sees that and he's like even more obligated and obliged to, like, he's like, I don't want to leave this because I want to see that when that comes.
Gets him going in the sack. He's getting those Toronto vibes when we were winning when we were winning the championship in basketball. Just everybody coming together and how crazy it looks. Yeah, you could be right. That's a really good point, man.
Like, obviously, I think his drive is there no matter what. But I think just, like, maybe I'll stick it out, like, an extra year. Because, like, if we can get this thing rolling, then, like, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
It could do something. Yeah. You're right. Buffalo's a vibe. Go ahead. Pardon me.
Well, and growing up, too, like, when you got a player his caliber on your team at any stage of hockey that isn't the NHL, like, you're going to win, right?
So yeah.
He's used to winning. He's not used to losing. So I think, like, a long... stint in a culture where you're losing, like, he wants to win. You know he wants to win. You can tell.
All right. So,
who's next?
Yeah, next we have the Calgary Flames.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
They seem to have lost a fair amount of guys. So they lost, just breaking it down in no particular order. Mark Jankowski left. Tobias Reeder left. Zach Ronaldo re-upped, but TJ Brody left. Derek Forbort left, Eric Gustafson left, Cam Talbot obviously left to go to the Wild, and they also lost Austin Jarnik. So, fair amount that left the stables, but
yeah, a lot of Travis, like, small Hamanick key too. Guys, all kinds.
Travis Hamanick, he's still still UFA, as well as Michael Stone, both still unsigned UFAs.
Fair, probably won't sign in Calgary though.
Yeah, most likely will not sign in Calgary. But yeah, other than that, they brought back basically most of the Canucks lineup. They signed Jacob Markstrom, Chris Tanev, Louis Domingue. They got Joachim Nordstrom from the Bruins, Josh Levo. And
The Calgary Canucks.
the Calgary
Yeah, pretty
Canucks.
much. It's going to be that year. It's going to be interesting to watch those games. So many former former teammates, and obviously the biggest addition. First time we've had a goalie that I think we can really look forward to seeing in net in years. So
Yeah, since
that's the biggest
Kiprusoff.
thing. That's the biggest thing. I think every Calgary Flames fan is with me when we say that we've just wanted something promising in net for a long time, and every year it just feels like you chuck in what you can get, and yeah, we've never been confident there. So to be one of those teams to finally have a backstop, I got nervous with 6 years for $6 million at first, but the more I think about it, the more that deal doesn't sound so bad. And what we're getting just seems better and better the more I think about it. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, and then
To see.
obviously they had the 24th pick in this year's draft, and they drafted Connor Zary. So he's I definitely want him to follow my team, but he got taken 24th right before the Avs, and I think he's a great player. I've seen him a lot in Kamloops, and he seems to be playing like a 20-year-old, even though he's just 18 this year.
Dang.
Yeah, fun
Yeah.
player to watch for sure.
Fun player.
Well, one exciting thing is that we just didn't lose anyone in that top six quite yet.
No,
Or
exactly.
you know what I mean? I think and one other thing about Calgary is I haven't seen a lot of people successfully be brought up through the minors. Not a lot of names. You've traded for some, like other than our stars who did, but most a lot of them don't, and like got the stars, we got Chuck. A lot of them I hear just stay down there and I just stop hearing about them. They kind of fade out. But lately, like that's been the past 10 years, and then lately, past like few, they're all starting to come up. Magda Pany is like way better than I thought he'd be, and it took him forever too. Like right when I'm starting to think he wasn't gonna, he popped up there and started doing big things. So he could be on the second line this year. I don't know. I love this team. I hope they can go back to being their third period selves and do something. That Canadian division is gonna be so crazy.
Yeah, it'd be
Yeah, it'll be
interesting to
fun
see
to watch.
how they stack up for sure.
Yeah.
It'd be good
Big
fun.
name also to look out for, I would say, is Juuso Välimäki. He was hurt all last year, 22, a young
ACL, I think.
defenseman.
Or something like that.
Yeah, so he's slotted on the third pairing with Shillington there. So it'll be interesting to see how he fares in the NHL against the big boys. So.
Yeah, thanks for hitting that. It's an extra year from that big knee injury. So yeah, that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
So next up, it looks like we have Carolina Hurricanes. They started off their offseason pretty solid. They had the 13th overall pick, I believe, from the Marleau trade, because they bought out
Yeah.
Marleau from the Leafs. And that trade netted them Seth Jarvis. So I can't see how they're mad about that. He just signed his ELC today, the 28th of December. And yeah, he should be a star as well.
Yeah. They did very, very, very well in the draft.
Very well.
Jarvis in the first round, Noel Gundler in the second round, and then Zion Nybak in the fourth round. So just you can't fault them for their drafting this
Yeah.
year.
Yeah, definitely some solid players. Now really the couple guys they lost, not the biggest deal. Like Justin Williams, he retired. Sami Vatanen went as a UFA. He was
Still
all
a
right.
UFA, right?
He's still a UFA, yeah. He didn't really fare too well in Carolina. I think he got hurt a lot. They lost Trevor Van Riemsdyk to the Caps. And then goalie Anton Forsberg, he went to the Oilers, but nothing that's really gonna hurt their entire team.
Is it contract year for Dougie or no?
Might be.
Might be close. It's a good question.
This year or next, one of the two. If it's a contract year this year, it'll be a big year you want to see from him.
It is, yeah. It's his last year of his $5.75 million contract.
Yeah. So
Plus
that'll be
one.
huge. You look out for him. Obviously, I don't see them getting rid of him at any point. I think he'll stick with the team. They'll obviously be pretty high up in their division this year, so they'll make the playoffs. But his stock will look to improve as he goes into the offseason wanting a fairly large contract.
Yeah, he seems like, without knowing the locker room, he seems to have found a pretty good connection. Like he bounced around a bunch
He does
from
look like he
like
fits, yeah.
Boston to Calgary, now to Carolina, because it seemed like he was always the odd guy out for whatever reason. Like he was such a good player, but he just, I don't know, the reports always came back that he wasn't like included in the locker room stuff.
Yeah, wasn't the locker room guy that
Yeah, but it seems like he's found a home. So, I mean, he's obviously getting his way to Norris conversation. So I'd expect that number to jump up from 575 to like 7 or 8 with the flat cap.
Yeah.
But he should be in definitely for a good payday next offseason.
For sure.
And then, yeah, they didn't really sign too many guys. Obviously, I think they have one of the best deep teams for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
They didn't really do much in the offseason. Who is this guy?
They got two sweet goalies in net that are going to be exciting to watch. Like, yeah. I think those are two guys that are going to be on their own revenge tour. Like, they got a lot to prove. They got a team of studs in front of them. And I was going to say that about Doggy, too. I feel like everywhere he went, he was supposed to be this young stud with this great shot that could do a lot from the back end. And it was supposed to have a big impact on any team. He was expected to be a top guy. And he is on this team as well, but I don't think there's as much needed. There's like it's a team of all these young key players where I don't know. I just feel like there isn't as much expected of him, and it just blends in better with the team. Everyone pulls their weight a bit better than other teams he was on.
Yeah, they're so deep all around. It's really just their goaltending that can drag them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is unproven for sure. But
totally. To your point,
I think Mrazek. Go ahead.
Oh, it's Mrazek's contract year as well, so he's looking for a new contract next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's had a rough go, some rough years in Detroit, and I want to see him do well. Reimer, too. Both of them.
Yeah, really the only guy that they brought in not for league minimum was Jesper Fast. He signed 3 years at $2 million a year. Other than that, everybody else, $700,000, $700,000, $735,000. But yeah, they should be running it back. I know I like them, but they should be. Hopefully, Ryan Suzuki might make an appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. It'll be interesting to see what their lines look like. I think, if they want, they projected to get, start with Morgan, get Geeky on the fourth line there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. He looked, I think he played a little bit in the playoffs last year, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he looked solid, so.
Yeah, I think he played the last game of the regular season as well, I think.
Yeah.
I keep remembering like things about how he leads the NHL in history of points per game.
So and you know what, they've sneakily got their defensive pairings to just look so nice. Like, yeah. Oh man, especially that is solid. Well, I forgot Gardner was there. I forgot all about that. He's on their third pairing. Like, not bad. That's like,
yeah, and a big prove it year for Hayden Fleury as well. I think he signed a 1 year deal this year.
So, 2 years. 2 years, 1.3 each.
Young guy who hasn't really had this opportunity to kind of prove it in the NHL consistently yet. So with him slotting in there as the 6th D-man, it'll be a year for him to kind of show what he's worth.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'll go quick. I was just going to say, I sort of love that we're seeing so many 1 or 2 year deals being signed because everybody doesn't know what's going to happen the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird, messed up, but it kind of makes some deals a lot cheaper and it makes teams kind of interesting. And it's going to make these off seasons really fun. So I'm kind of excited about it.
We're going to see a lot of turnover in the next 1, 2, and 3 years. Yeah. With all the short-term deals, people are just going to, they're going to just make their way around the leagues.
Yeah. Super shitty for the players, but definitely great as a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So next up, Chicago Blackhawks. Let's start with
Mr. Doc here.
Yeah. So obviously,
news today about Kirby's wrist.
Kirby Doc is out 4 to 5 months following expected wrist surgery, that takes him to basically the end of the year. I don't know the exact dates of when everything's supposed to
around April 13th, I think they start playoffs, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so Chicago's not making the playoffs. So
yeah, he's done for the year.
I was going to say, that you think so, eh? They're just not.
I mean, if we just start on the back end, they have zero goalies. Lost Corey Crawford to the Devils. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
They lost Crawford to the Devils. Obviously, they lost Leonard at the deadline to Vegas. They're bringing Delia and Malcolm Subban back. Like, that's two maybe backups.
Collectively, they make $1.85 million.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know who their goalies were. Okay. Yeah, they're in some trouble, to say
the
least,
they're
folks.
Cheap, but they're not good. They are not. Yeah, other than that, they had Drake Caggiula leave, which is not the biggest deal. Slater Cuckoo left. Once again, not the biggest deal, but Dylan Strome, still an unsigned restricted free agent. And yeah, they brought in a couple, like they signed Michael Tepley to his ELC. I think he got drafted this year. So they drafted Lucas Reichel 17th overall. He should be a player. And yeah, Drew Camiso in the second round. And yeah, that's about it. But yeah, their back end is really gonna slow them down. Keith and Seabrook are getting a year older, and really the only other move. What? Oh yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Wow, just one of their younger talents as well, Alex Nylander. He's out for quite a while. I think so he's expected to miss the whole season. So,
oh really?
That's unfortunate. Yeah, that's unfortunate for the development of him as well. Yeah.
That's a tough shake, man.
Yeah, the only additions they made, they signed Nikita Zadorov, second day of free agency, 1 year, $3.2 million. They just signed Carl Soderberg a couple days ago, 1 year, $1 million.
They traded for Zadorov's rights, didn't they? Not the Saad trade.
Oh yeah, I guess yeah. He was an RFA, so they signed him to 1 year, $3.2 million.
Okay,
that's right.
Got it.
I know my team. Don't worry. That's why we're doing this pod, so everybody like us remembers what happened.
Yeah, nice.
Love it.
Yeah, 100%. It'd be interesting to see. They gotta make some moves.
Yeah, they're in like an in between. Like they have old guys, but the old guys don't want to lose.
Yeah,
but they don't have a good enough team to win.
They're not gonna break the band up either, are they? Like I don't even know if they can. It's such a sticky situation there with Kane and Taves. Those contracts, man.
Yeah.
Anyone ever asked for a $10 million contract, you look at all your teammates and just think twice. It's brutal, man. It's brutal. Sucks to keep seeing
it.
Yeah, the only like minor other move that they made, they signed college free agent Cam Morrison to an entry-level deal once his rights expired to Colorado. He came from a Notre Dame. Disappointing 4 years, to say the least. I know as an Avs fan, he had a pretty solid freshman year, but his numbers basically stayed static through the last 3 years. Didn't get an offer with Colorado. He actually got an offer after his junior year, but he wanted to go back to his senior year, and then now signed in Chicago. I don't know if he's gonna see the NHL much or at all, but a depth signing for them for sure. All right, that's enough of them. That's
yikes.
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah, we'll,
next.
Yeah, you'll see them very quick in our prediction show next week. Not,
rough news about Docker, too. Best wishes out to that guy. Get
yeah,
better
that's,
soon and all that. That's a rough shake.
A reason to watch kind of just went out the door as well. Really, the only other trades I'm just looking up now, they traded for Brandon Peary to Vegas, or from Vegas, for Dylan Sakura. Not bad. And then they traded for Brad Morrison for Olli Maatta. So I guess they got rid of one other slow foot defenseman, but too bad they have four more.
Yeah. It's a tough shake when you think that their front office came out and said that they were going into a rebuild and didn't really discuss it with their long-term vets in Taze and Kane and Seabrook and Keith. And when the team came back to them in the media and said, what is this? Like, you know,
10 minutes later, they're like,
it's going to be kind of rough. So
we don't like that.
No.
The new headline there has to be, can this team pull it together with Kane and Taves there? That's got to be it. It almost doesn't make sense to keep them, but
I think
they're not even easy to move.
Kane's still solid. Like he's still putting up numbers. And Taze has kind of brought it back a little bit over the past couple years, but I mean, Kane's definitely closer to that $10.5 million price tag, but neither of them should be making that, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, breaking it down, we're going next to the Colorado Avalanche.
Right on, take it away.
Holy
Mike.
Hell.
Yeah, let me just, yeah, give me 5 minutes here. I'll just go. So first round pick they made, Justin Barron this year, 25th overall, solid defenseman out of the Q. There was question marks with him regarding blood clot problems. Not the biggest of problems to any other team, but to Colorado mainly due to the altitude. Blood clotting and altitude don't really mix.
What?
So, yeah, there was question marks if he was going to even be on their draft board. I guess their doctors cleared everything, and that he was, since he was on the board, they swooped him up. I've heard that if Barron was not on the board there, they were going JJ Paterka, who went 34th overall.
Interesting.
But yeah, other than that, they traded for Devin Toews for 2 seconds from the Islanders.
Great trade.
And then instantly signed him to 4 years, $4.1 million, which I think is a great deal as well.
Yeah.
Brought back a bunch of their guys. They had a pretty busy offseason just for internal moves, like Jost, Graves, Nichushkin, Burakovsky all re-signed. They lost Vlad Kamenev back to Russia. He wasn't doing anything for them. Colin Wilson retired, but I mean, he didn't play all year. Mark Barberio was really their only key piece that left. He signed in, I think, Switzerland. But other than that, they didn't really lose anybody, and they hopefully will look to be what everybody else is thinking, favorites for the, at least their division, potentially challenging for the cup.
Definitely. Absolutely, I agree. Think, yeah. Between them and Vegas, obviously, it's going to be a fun year to watch. I'm not an Avs fan, but I'm excited for those games.
That division will be fun. Man, the absolute wreckage that they're going to put on all those California teams. And,
yeah, like, every man, other team.
If you thought the Arizona matchup in the playoffs was good, like, my God, every second, third game is just going to be a massacre, I think.
Yeah, you're going to have five of those.
And you know what? Like, I hope they don't get lulled into easy games. I hope some of them are more competitive than I'm thinking, but I do think most guys can be a cakewalk. I hope they can keep their fire for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And definitely. Everyone healthy. The only thing that worries me, sort of cut you off, is just their goaltending. Only thing. Yeah. Just only because Grubauer has gone down before. Pardon
yeah,
me.
I think their goaltending ability has been blown out of proportion, that they don't have good goaltending. But definitely the health of Grubauer is a fair accusation. But I mean, if Grubauer is healthy, I have full trust in him. I don't see any, like, reason not to trust him. Like, he's still had great numbers. He's put up dynamite postseasons when he's played. Francois has pretty solid numbers this year, especially as a backup. Playoffs, he definitely faltered. But, yeah, with Grubauer net, as long as he's healthy, I got no problem with him. I am ready to die on that sword for sure.
No, fair enough. What else did I say? Losing it. Oh, yeah, obviously one of the best power plays in the league. Like, this team's got it. It's definitely going to be scary this year.
Yeah, and then the other trade, they added Brandon Saad. Obviously, we just talked about the loss of Nikita Zadorov with their young defense coming up. I don't think that Zadorov is the biggest loss if Byram and Timmins and everybody can take all those minutes. But yeah, Saad addition should be great for their top six.
That was actually one of my next questions. Do you know, like, who they got down the chain? Like, who are the next people coming up? Because, like, a couple of those guys could make the team this year, no?
Yeah, so what you're saying? I would assume Byram makes the team because his only other option is to go back to the CHL. And especially with the question marks involving every other league actually playing games, I don't think they'll send him down.
Right.
Connor Timmins has flourished in the AHL since his draft. His stock has only risen. Yikes.
Risen. Nice.
We'll cut that part. yeah, his stock has only risen. So, yeah, they could both challenge for a spot. They have, obviously, they just drafted Justin Barron. He won't be on the team, but he's a good prospect in the making. Second rounder last year, Drew Hellison's currently playing in Boston. At NCAA, their back end is up and coming, and that's not even including Makar and Girard. They're super young. And yeah, I would expect Byram to make the team, maybe play like half the games to start, switch out like as a 6-7 defenseman. But yeah, they should be super exciting to watch.
As a Byram fantasy owner, that disappoints me a little bit. But other than that, it'll be fun to see him play in the NHL. There's no way he should be going back to the CHL.
No, yeah, there's nothing to learn there.
And you know what? It's the perfect team for him. Like, you got support everywhere. Yeah, it's going to be so exciting to be on a contender like that. You're with players like MacKinnon. And, I mean, I think he'll fit in great on their second power play unit. Like, I think it all looks good. He should definitely be there.
All right. Next team we have, the Columbus Blue Jackets. They started off their offseason with probably the surprise of the first round, drafting Igor Chinakov. 21st overall, who a lot of teams had them in like the hundreds in draft ranking. So yeah, he's basically an overager who got drafted, passed over last year, but drafted this year because of 9 good games in the KHL to start the season.
Yeah, you understand it yet? You put more time into it. You understand that pick?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't
there's
make
nothing
any
to really understand.
Yeah, if you liked him, if you liked him enough that 9 games this season would make him a first round pick, draft him in the 7th round last year.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't understand it.
I don't know. I feel like they drafted so well; it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Obviously, their one main trade in the offseason, they traded for Max Domi, got rid of Josh Anderson. And with the amount of money that Josh Anderson got, I think it's a great trade just by that.
Yeah, big W.
Yeah, Max Domi should be a great addition. He signed for 2 years, $5.3 million per. And I think he'll be a very welcomed addition as long as he gets along with Torts.
I was reading that he wasn't stoked about even being in Montreal. Like, that he was happy to leave.
Oh, maybe.
You guys read that? I don't know. Just when you said the Torts thing, I was like...
I think him and... what's his name?
Was it the management?
The coach. No, the coach that came
Claude
in.
Claude Julien?
Yeah, Claude Julien. Thank you. Apparently didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah, that's like exactly what I was hearing. But anyway, it'd be interesting. I hope he can fit in there. I love Domi. Love the way he plays. Yeah. And team's interesting. They got a lot of good prospects that came up that are brought up the right way.
They also somehow got a third rounder out of it as well. The same deal.
Yeah.
As if Max Domi wasn't enough for Josh Anderson.
Mark Bergman, what are we going to do with
him? And then they traded away Ryan Murray to the Devils. They got back a fifth rounder for the upcoming draft. They lost Alex Wenberg to free agency. And that's about it. So they're bringing back a lot of the same guys, just a couple of switches here and there. Obviously, Pierre-Luc Dubois is still unsigned. But other than that, they brought in Miku Koivu for a year. Just under $2 million, so he'll be interesting to see where he slots in if he can still skate. And then
is it his first time off of Minnesota?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Holy shit! Okay,
and then they brought in Mikhail Grigorenko, who was in the NHL, went to Russia, and now I guess he's back on a 1-year deal. So we'll see. I think he's had history of like dogging it a bit. So we'll see how that meshes with Torts. But he's still only 26, so we'll see how that goes.
Tell you right now, it's not going to go very well if he does dog.
Exactly. Yeah, they play 56 games. He'll see the ice for 3, and then back to Russia.
Gotta go back to Russia. Yeah.
We can fly through a couple here. Next up, Dallas Stars. Just bring up.
They lose Perry, of course.
Yeah, big news there is the injuries. he got... I was not talking about the Perry going somewhere else. I was talking about the injuries. Sorry.
No, give it.
But Sagan's out. He's got a hip injury. He's out till at least early April. And then Ben Bishop as well. He's out until late March with a knee injury. So two like staple guys to their roster. Although Bishop didn't play at all in the playoffs last year. But
I was going
to
say, is Bishop like still going to keep playing? Is he almost up? He just seems so unhealthy lately.
Every year it's the same thing. When is Bishop coming back? Is Bishop hurt again? Why is Bishop hurt again? Who knows? It's a different story every year, and I wouldn't be surprised if he called it quits coming up here, because he's just, his injuries are so unreliable.
Yeah, it's losing. I don't know. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, no, no. Go. Give her.
I know I lost it. You go. Fuck it.
I was just going to say, like, losing those two guys, it might, they still could have made the playoffs if they were still what the projected divisions were going to be, if they were still at West with, like, all the California, Arizona, Colorado, St. Louis, and Vegas. But since they've moved divisions and they switched with Minnesota, yeah. I don't know. I never was a big believer when they were making their playoff run. I'm even more not a big believer in this team.
They got super lucky, I think, yeah. in the playoffs. They just rode a hot streak, hot goalie who shouldn't have been hot. And, yeah, just kind of luckily tore through a couple teams that they definitely shouldn't have. But, and playing that much hockey in the last – I mean, I guess they've had a fairly decent rest. But, yeah, it shows they're all banged up. So I don't see them doing too hot this season.
Yeah, it'll be. We'll see how they do. I don't think. I gotta give their full division a look, but I don't know if I'll have them making the playoffs.
Yeah, one guy to look out for though, slotted in to play on the second line, Jason Robertson, young guy.
Oh yeah.
Coming up, it'll be interesting to see how he does. He's slotted to play with Roope Hintz and Denis Gurianov, so. Yeah, it should be fun to watch that line. It's a young line.
There's a lot of potential.
Very, very skilled there. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see that.
Yeah, hopefully they actually give Gurianov more ice time, and because he was like their best player in the playoffs, and he was playing 14 minutes a night.
Yeah,
like move that guy up.
Yeah, definitely. They've dogged him ever since he's been there. Like he hasn't really got a fair look, even though he's put up. Decent numbers, so
yeah,
they got a beauty top 4 D though, and like they do have Hudobin in net, and he's like been known to pop off, like, so I guess they got a decent chance. It's just like,
oh yeah,
those are such big injuries. And when did you say you had Sagan back? April? It's like playoff time.
Yeah, early April. Yeah, they got, so if they make the playoffs, you never know.
Gotta deal with like Nashville, Florida, Tampa, Carolina. Yeah. Those are kind of the tough ones, but I don't know. They could, but yeah, that's close. I could see them slotting in that top 4, but I don't know.
We'll also see Kudobin, see if he can make it as a starter, because he's always been a backup with, other than obviously the playoffs his last season, he's always
out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's always had a guy in front of him, so we'll see. He just signed 10 years over $10 million over 3 years.
Holy fuck!
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes, and then they signed Radek Faksa to a 5-year, $16 million contract. And then Guriana for about two years, $2.6
million. Yep.
Yeah, coming up next, we have everybody's bottom feeder, Detroit Red Wings.
Hell yeah.
They just signed, or they got Lucas
What's
Raymond.
New fourth, in Detroit?
Yeah, they got Lucas Raymond, fourth overall, who I think he just got injured tonight. I'm pretty sure he went headfirst into the boards. And
he did. He came back and he scored.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Dunked on. Okay, pardon me.
Yeah, he's a star, no matter if he's playing or injured right now. He's still great. But yeah.
What team's he on?
He's Detroit, fourth overall this year.
Sweden, pardon me.
Sweden, okay, cool.
But yeah, so they lost obviously their three win goalie, Jimmy Howard. Trevor Daly retired.
Rough season.
Yeah, they got a lot of UFAs. They bought out Justin Abdelkader.
Dude, they picked up Greiss, though. They fucking picked up Greiss.
Yeah.
However the hell you say his name, I don't know.
Greiss, yeah.
Greiss,
yeah. Greiss is great. He's a decent goalie. Solid, but I think he played so well because of the New York Islander defense.
Yeah.
I think he might be exposed a little bit in Detroit, but we'll see.
Yeah, this D looks rough, dude. This D looks absolutely atrocious.
Yeah,
Namath and Philip Hronek as your top pair. Sorry, yikes.
Like, that's just uncalled for. They got Bobby Ryan, though, you know?
Yeah, I was really hoping you were saying third pairing and not top pairing.
No, yeah.
No, man, no, seriously,
Mark Stahl
paper.
And John Merrill. That's the third pair.
You know what, too? I gotta respect this, though. Check out the grinder, the like 80s numbers or whatever the hell these are. We got like 65, 70 on Troy Stetcher. We got like, listen to these guys, 92 on Namestnikov. That's a nightmare.
Tyler Bertuzzi, 59.
Like Bobby Ryan, 54. It goes on, right?
These are numbers like, you get in training camp.
Yeah, yeah, I have exactly. to read every name because I got no clue who's what number. It's so funny. Anyway, I don't know. They'll be Detroit. They won't be fun to watch. But if you're a fan, you know, there's a future out there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much ice time Zadina gets. I think he's their like one saving grace in the bottom. Well, I guess besides the top line, but
yeah, their top
just watching
great.
Him play will be fun. But, yeah, top line's fun to watch. They'll be good. But
I don't know what it is with these like. These big name snipers that come up and they're known for sniping, and then I find that they get to the big show and I never like they I don't know very few times do I see them flourish. They always just seem to decline once they get there. I'm pretty much talking Zadina and Laine of recent memory, but has
Anthony
so
Mantha.
Much hype. There you
Anthony
go.
Mantha,
has
yeah.
so much hype coming in, and yeah, I really hope Zadina could do well because I got glimpses of it in the World Juniors that was a couple of years, and yeah,
yeah,
I'm rooting for him, but.
So interesting, like with Detroit, they're known for like playing their young guys in the minors and really giving them time to work their game up to the NHL level. But it seems like the game's kind of gone the opposite way, where these young kids come in and make a huge impact right away, and it's almost like Detroit's kind of taken that away from the guys they've got in recent years. Anyways, it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, like they could have done that. Like they've done that in the past because it's worked and they've had great teams, but now that they're not great, it's a bit harder to not rush those guys in.
Yeah, it's almost time to bolster your lineup with first round picks and just go for it.
I think we'd all love to see that, but it's really been so weird to have them be so quiet in the NHL past couple of years. It's like more room at the top of these other guys, but it's weird not seeing these guys up there.
Yeah,
how are we moving? Sorry, what else?
Yeah, just the last question. What would you rather have, Detroit's top six defense or Detroit's reverse retro jerseys?
I take the jerseys all day. You could still win with those jerseys.
Great answer.
Roasted. Yeah, I don't think I'll top that. He's right. Jerseys aren't that bad, man. Look at these guys. Oh, man. We ripped on them worse than Chicago. Who's next?
And they deserve it. All right. Next up, the Oilers. They got the 14th overall pick. They drafted Dylan Holloway. I think he was playing in Wisconsin. Canadian boy,
yeah.
but playing in college. And then they've lost. Obviously, Mike Green retired. He's all offense. They lost Andreas Athanasiou, or Athanasiou, I always pronounce his name wrong.
Yeah,
Riley Sheahan, still
one.
A UFA. Ethan Bear is an RFA, but he's unsigned, so he'll be back, but whenever that deal gets broken out. And then Matt Benning went to the Preds, and yeah, that's basically about it.
Athanasiou just signed with LA today.
He did, yeah. And then they signed Dominic Cahoon. Tyson Barrie to a 1-year deal, which would be a great piece for them.
Yeah.
Mike Smith, they brought back.
Jesse Puljujärvi.
And Puljujärvi, yeah. Puljujärvi's now back.
Of course, you mentioned losing the back end guy. Oh, say someone's name.
Benning?
No, they just lost him.
Oh, Mike Green.
No, I look it up. I just read it 2 days ago, but I can't find his name anyway. Classic me. You guys keep going.
Oh, Clefbaum. Clefbaum.
Yeah, that's the
yeah,
one.
There it is.
I had all
nice.
The confidence until I heard that he's gone. Yeah, fuck me. I gotta do that 2 or 3 times, or it's not really a podcast. Yeah, man, that sucks. I really had a lot of confidence in him. He's always been a staple on the back end for like every year. They're getting better. Him and
yeah.
Nurse, I find like. Are really big for them, so I don't know. That sucks that he'll be gone. I hated hearing that.
Definitely a big loss for a team that doesn't have much defense.
I know, and they're getting so better every year. They did add Barry, which is cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see their younger defensemen step in, Caleb Jones and Ethan Bear.
Yeah,
see what they can do. But Yeah, definitely Clefbaum's a big loss back there.
Yeah, dude, that sucked to hear. Oh, he's right here. God damn it. Yeah, that sucked to hear, man.
And then, yeah, the one guy, the one other boy, Adam Cracknell, good Victoria boy.
Nice.
He resigned with the Oilers.
Let's go. Nice.
And then, obviously, yeah, Tyson Barrie, good Victoria boy as well.
They're going to lose the Battle of Alberta anyway, though. None of it matters. Still got to get through the Flames.
Hey, we get 10 of those this year.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Looking forward to it, man. That was good TV.
All right. Moving on, Florida Panthers. They obviously lost a fair amount of guys. Mike Hoffman went to the Blues, or it looks like at least will be signing with the Blues. Eric Halla went to Nashville. Dadonov went to the Sens. Walmart went to the Blackhawks. Toninato, basically a depth piece, he went to Winnipeg. A lot of turnover on their forward core, even though they have a whole lot of forwards. They brought in Anthony Duclair on a one-year deal. Alex Wennberg on a one-year deal. See if he can
Love
still
it.
Prove it. Vinny Hinostroza. Yeah, Hinostroza on a one-year deal as well. Good Tampa boy, Carter Verhaeghe, 2 years.
My boy.
And then, yeah, they signed Denisenko to his ELC back in July. So we'll see how that goes. They still have, like, Bobrovsky, so it basically lives and dies on his sword. So we'll see if he can turn it around from his, like, .895 save percentage a year.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough numbers for a $10 million goalie. But...
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell that happened.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta told me that. I don't know. It looked like it had to be the year with him going there, getting paid. Didn't see that coming.
Well, it's interesting because they gave him that $10 million contract, and then, like, what, 3 weeks
yeah.
later, drafted Spencer Knight 13th overall.
Didn't they draft Knight first?
No, they drafted him like 2 weeks after they paid Bob. Or maybe it was the other round.
Because the draft would have been end of June. Right? And then free agency July 1st? I could be wrong, but either way, it does not make sense doing either option.
It's exciting getting Duclair there. I love the speed of this team.
Yeah, their top six.
Yeah.
Completely different than last year, but fun. Owen Tippett on the top line with Huberto and Barkov could be very, very interesting.
Is that Tippett's rookie season?
Yeah.
It will
Damn,
be, yeah.
Dude. Pardon me. Exciting.
As someone with Tippett in their lineup, oh yeah.
Yeah, you are like that.
All right.
We're moving on to next
oh,
one?
Oh yeah, of
I
course.
Much
of course, there's one other... Their one other move, they drafted Anton Lundell, 12th overall.
Oh,
he
stud.
Is
Finnish
a
stud. Yeah.
Kind of player is he?
Two-way, but offensively gifted.
Yeah.
Very fun
oh,
to
yeah.
watch. Started the Liga this year with high numbers. I think he's a point per game, which is tough to do over there. He's outscoring Barkov and Laine both at that age. So.
Damn.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he does. He's,
you know what number he's wearing in
the finish? Yeah,
in WJC? Oh, 15. We're in the C as well.
Yeah.
Easy to spot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he has 20 points in 17 Liga games this year.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Which is very impressive.
What, like 14 goals?
That's against the big boys,
goals,
right?
Yeah.
Those guys are all men?
Yeah, pro league.
Yep.
Jesus H.
And then, yeah, it looks like the only other move, they traded for Marcus Nudivara from Columbus, who's a pretty solid defender. They gave up a forward prospect for him, Cliff Poo. But, I mean, Nudivara should help their back end. Yeah, he was pretty poo.
It's not funny. It's not funny at all.
Yeah, he was on a stacked London team when he got drafted, and
yeah,
he showed why he was the third line center on that team. Hasn't really turned it around too much. I think he's been traded three times already, because Buffalo drafted him, and so he's
yeah,
on at least a 13.
Suitcase.
Yeah, just suitcase as a prospect.
Are we going
but,
on the next one?
Yeah, next up, LA Kings. Obviously, we just talked about they signed Athanasiou today, 1 year deal. Obviously, they drafted Quinton Byfield second overall, so that'll
Pretty
bolster
condition.
Their roster for sure.
Yeah.
They also got Helge Granz in the second round, at the beginning of the second round. He's a huge German defenseman, so he won't be helping this year, but he is definitely somebody to look forward to in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Scary, lost, man. Go ahead. Who else did they lose?
They lost Tim Schaller, Ben Hutton, Trevor Lewis, Nikolai Prokhorkin. But I mean, the Kings are
so nobody.
Yeah, so nobody.
No one really, but man, they look awful, hey? This is another team where you just can't believe how bad they look on paper. You got some good guys coming to the pipeline brand new. I know one else comes to mind that I can think of coming up to look out for.
Yeah. Other than they just got.
Yeah, Alex Turcotte.
Why isn't he up here?
He signed his ELC in March. So to start it for this year. So basically right before the season got shut down, a lot of the college guys signed their ELCs, and he will be, I would assume, with the big team this year. So him and Byfield hopefully will both make it. And then they got Tyler Madden as well. He signed his ELC. And Arthur Kaliev also signed his ELC. They got a lot of young guys coming.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know why I don't see them. I don't know why I don't see more names. Cause I recognize those names and I'm forgetting them. But my God, dude, like, I'm looking at Jonathan Quick. I don't know who the hell their backup is. And Quick's having terrible years.
Jack Campbell.
Cal Peterson.
Cal Peterson? Yep.
Yeah, he could. Where's he from? He could be really good. He's a young kid.
You think he could get the start? Around,
yeah, definitely. He's 26. From Waterloo, Iowa.
Good, no. Not too good.
Yeah.
Pierre so, over here. Where you play high school?
But no, he's actually decent. He put up pretty good numbers last year. So.
Wait, what is
he good? You're selling me a little because I was scared shitless reading this the first time. Oh, true fact, I was playing NHL 21 last night, and I got drafted to second overall to LA Kings, and I haven't played since. So 2 nights ago, sorry. Yeah, put the controller right down, and I was like, I'm gonna do something else. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know, man. My confidence isn't really high for these guys, but they're in a tough division. At least they got all Arizona and all those other guys to lean on. So we'll see.
Yeah, something else too to look at. They brought in Elias Anderson from the Rangers. He looks like he's going to slot in on the fourth line, but somebody who I think, what am I trying to say, personality issues, obviously dating back a few years in the World Juniors, he was notorious for throwing his silver medal into the crowd. And then, the Rangers didn't want to sign him to a deal, or he didn't want to sign a deal with the Rangers, so he opted to go back home to Sweden and didn't play for a year in the NHL. So we'll see what he does in LA. But
drama.
Yeah, he was traded for William Cully and the 60th overall pick this year. So it'll be interesting.
That is controversial and interesting. I'll keep an eye out for that for sure. Oh, there you go. There's a couple stories at least out of LA. They're sounding better by the sack here.
Yeah, they had like, I think like all those guys that signed their ELCs plus a couple other prospects all went to play in Germany because the season was obviously not starting until January. So they had a bunch
ELC,
of their prospects.
How long does it lock you up over there, or does it?
Oh no, it was just like put a clause in their contract to let them play in Germany while the NHL was figuring their stuff out, and then they're all coming back.
Ah, I understand. Cool. Yeah. As soon as they can or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically once the season starts.
Oh, sweet. Okay, interesting.
They also have Samuel Fagamo. I think he was a second-round pick last year or the year before.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. He should be fun to watch. Just a solid two-way forward. Slotted in on their third line. Who knows with all the guys coming back from overseas and signing their ELCs recently where he'll end up playing. But
man, I'm just realizing that we are not going to see Tkachuk and Doughty this year.
I know.
God damn it.
I know.
That's things, but Alberta's still worth it. Bell Alberta's worth it. Yeah. Are you guys got anything else for LA?
No, I don't think so.
I think I'm good to move on. All right, let's go.
Next team, Minnesota Wild. They obviously their main guy coming over, Kirill Kaprizov, coming over from Russia. 23 years old already, but he's been lighting up the KHL for what seems like 8 years.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, he signed a 2-year ELC because of his age. He can only sign 2 years. The first year was burnt for the 2019-2020 season, even though he didn't play. So he's actually already in a contract year, but in essentially a 1-year ELC.
Man, how hard. Wait, is he an RFA next year, or is he?
Yes, RFA? Yeah, RFA.
RFA, okay, never mind.
If they just lost him after a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, comes over, plays 1 year, and then signs somewhere else.
Tough go.
But him, Marcus Johansson, and Kevin Fiala are slated as their first line. Obviously, Johansson coming over from the Eric Staal trade to Buffalo. Yep. Kaprizov and Fiala could be very fun to watch on that first line.
Do we know when Zuccarello's looking to get back?
I think he's out long term.
Yeah, with surgery on his arm, I just can't remember when he was coming back. Because that sucks, and it would help to have him back.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously all these lines are like super early, but it's a good insight for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, they drafted 9th overall Marco Rossi, the shining light on Team Austria right now at the World Juniors.
Austrians.
No kidding.
Yeah, he should hopefully help. Basically, right away, almost. Yeah.
Someone to watch on Austria. Do you know his number? Has he got the C?
He's wearing the C for Austria. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
All right,
yeah.
That makes it don't easy. Hell yeah. No, but it's
quickly,
all right.
Quickly, Zuccarello here. Arm injury out indefinitely. Doesn't say when he's coming back.
Yeah.
So. Dang, eh? Damn, that's too bad. Well, because that's a name right there.
And then in terms of Minnesota's moves, they traded away Ryan Donato, who's also a suitcase. they traded away Devin Dubnyk to the Sharks to make one of the worst tandems in the NHL.
Yeah.
They traded away Devin Dubnyk, somehow got better at goaltending. but yeah, they brought in Cam Talbot on a 3-year deal to basically nullify that. And yeah, they lost Galchenyuk to the Sens, Koivu to the Blue Jackets, obviously their long-term captain, but he didn't really provide much else other than wearing that C.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much difference.
Fourth line captain, it's not a great look either.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Excited to see what this Kirill Kaprizov guy can do, though.
Yeah, he should be. That'll
be cool.
Watch.
What a name!
I would really like to see Marco Rossi make the team and play between Fiala and Kaprizov. That would be just
that would be awesome.
Best way to kick off this season.
Yeah, and they almost like
something else too. Sorry, is the goaltending Cam Talbot obviously signing the 3-year deal, but they also have a young guy, Kaapo Kakkonen.
Yeah, Kaapo Kakkonen.
I think he's what, 24.
Yep.
Could definitely steal some starts from Talbot if he starts to kind
of. Where do we see lots of him? Team Finland.
Team Finland, 2016 yeah, right. Gold medal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
Some good numbers in the minors, so it'll be fun to look out for him.
That's exciting. Well, you know what? These guys actually look pretty good this year. Their defense is pretty solid. They got they got pretty good guys in net. They're in one of the luckiest divisions if you don't have the most solid team. They got all of California to have fun with, and Arizona. So I don't know. I think it's looking pretty good for these guys. Honestly, I think they'll fit into the 3-4 slot somewhere in that division really nicely.
I would say they battle for the fourth because I think Vegas, Colorado, and St. Louis are the runaway 1-2-3.
Pretty much locks. Who are they fighting for then? Who are they fighting with?
Dallas.
Maybe Arizona and 3 Californias.
No,
yeah. Yeah, Arizona. Dallas. Yeah, I don't know. I like their odds, but yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I just think like them with all those teams, I put them at the top in my opinion. Pardon me.
Yeah, they're definitely like the best of the worst, but still not good.
Yeah, exactly. Well put.
A few years. Give them a few years, and they'll be up there.
Yeah, we'll see if they do anything. They also had like picks 37 and 39 this year. They took Murat Kuznetsov, and Ryan O'Rourke. So hopefully those guys pan out for them, but we'll see.
Minnesota, we'll see. Yeah. All right, Montreal.
We're heading over back to Canada. Montreal Canadiens, obviously, talked about the Domi trade a bit. They brought in Josh Anderson, signed him for 7 years, $38 million contract.
They brought on Corey Perry, the man who brought Dallas so close last year. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting, man. I don't know. I think it was an impact. I swear to God, he has been one of those love-to-hate players, I think, for so many fans out there. At least the whole time I've been watching. Well, hey, sucks. I don't know, man.
He's a worm.
Did you see his face, though, when they were eliminated? He was one of those faces I won't forget. All those questions on if he'd come back and just having his kid being away in the bubble and if that was the end of his career. And, oh, man, he looked ruined. It was one of those love-to-see-it things.
Good.
I'm excited to see him go somewhere, especially a Canadian team. We've never seen that. Obviously, he was a big impact when he played in the Olympics, or at least he was. Those teams were unreal.
Man, how about in the outdoor game this year when he played for 15 seconds and absolutely killed somebody and had to walk like 10 miles.
And he had to walk off in front of everybody at that arena. Oh, that's some of the best pictures ever.
Yeah, that walk was longer than his ice time that game.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I've seen a head hang much lower for a hockey player on a walkout. Not to mention it's the longest walkout in history.
Yeah.
That was good, man. I think he was the away player, too. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he was.
No, he was at home.
Oh,
Thank
God. I think it was Green
Jersey. On Twitter, they like put it over with the World Juniors like penalty box song.
Oh, yes,
and it's
right.
Just like a bunch of clown horns, and it was great.
That World Junior song, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad Perry's here in Montreal. I think it'll be interesting to see. They're a team that's so up and down anyway.
Yeah, they should be interesting, especially in the Canadian division. They should. They're definitely gonna fight for a spot. We'll see if they get in, but
yeah.
Every time I look at their roster, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, true. Every time I look at their roster, it's so interesting. Like you think. The lot like maybe 3 years ago they're like, oh, they really need centers, like they have no centers, their center depth is brutal. Now looking at it, like Philip Deneau, Nick Suzuki, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Ryan Poehling are slotted in as their 1-2-3-4 down the middle. That's pretty deep if you ask me, so it'll be interesting.
What a fast
to see
team.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how well they do this year. Somebody else to look out for on D, slotted in the third pair, as Alexander Romanov, young D coming over from Russia. I think he's got leadership potential. He's obviously a young kid, but getting some time on the ice now is always good for them.
Yeah, and they also traded for Jake Allen to make one of the most expensive tandems in net. But he signed a 2-year deal, and then they also traded right before free agency for Joel Edmondson and signed him. So he should hopefully bolster the back end. He signed him for 4 years. So hopefully they help him out. But they also re-upped Victor Mete, but obviously lost Josh Anderson in the trade, bought out Carl Alsner, and then that's about it. They have Charles Hudon, who's still an RFA, but he's not signed yet. So he'll be back whenever that gets signed, and... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this team fares without Domi, because they've always had a bit of scoring problems, and Domi kind of provided that. So we'll see if Josh Allen, after his like 8-point season a couple of years ago, see if he can do anything.
Did you say Josh Allen or Josh Anderson?
Josh Anderson. I definitely said yeah. Josh Allen. but yeah, then obviously they're besides Carey Price, one of their big cornerstones, Brendan Gallagher. They locked him up for an extension, 6 years, $39 million.
Yeah,
I think that kicks in next year, so it's not affecting this year. But so he's basically signed for another 7 years.
It's crazy. Like the contract he was on before, what was it, like 375?
Yeah, something like that. Like super
cheap.
Yeah,
so that was a bargain and a half. And then this new one that he just signed is like even
six and a half.
Like it's great. Yeah, six and a half. That's a great still. A bargain for him. So
this team is so deep in unproven forwards, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anyone in this forward. Like top, anyone could pop off pretty much. It looks like interesting, man. I don't know. This Canadian division, I think Grit's gonna be important in it. I think Perry's a good addition. I think this team especially would have needed something. You got yourself to like Gallagher to fight everybody off. face Kachuk and everybody that many times. Everyone's got grit now. I don't know. I think they needed it. And, man, their D is so solid looking, too.
Okay, so we've just reviewed the first 16 teams all the way from A to M. We're going to cut it here, about an hour, hour and a half here. So look back for, it should be out tomorrow, be episode two of this, or part two of this, going from Nashville all the way down to Winnipeg, capping off the last 15 teams. And then, yeah, look forward to for tomorrow's pod, having the second half of the league. And then the following week, we'll be back with predictions and everything like that. Thank you, everybody, for checking out. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we are on Instagram at Hosers Panel. And we'll see you here, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out.
See you soon, Hosers. Guys.